Good afternoon. This is Mandy Bellings with KSOM News. The victim of a motorcycle accident in Council Bluffs early this morning has been identified as 39-year-old Charles Thompson of Bellevue, Nebraska. Police say Thompson lost control of the motorcycle in the 1400 block of South 35th Street at around 2 a.m. The motorcycle fell over and Thompson struck his head on the pavement. Thompson suffered severe head injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene. A third person was arrested on a warrant for an incident that occurred July 8th. Atlantic police say 38-year-old Katina Wilson of Atlantic has been charged with assault without intent, causing serious injury. She was transported to the Cass County Jail and booked in. 33-year-old Stephen Mahan and 30-year-old Tammy Bolin, both of Atlantic, were each arrested Tuesday on warrants for assault without intent, causing serious injury in connection with the same incident. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green would not comment on the incident because it is still under investigation. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of 40-year-old Skeet Weston Miller of Stewart. Miller was arrested on Wednesday on charges of burglary third degree, conspiracy to commit burglary, and interference with official acts. The charges on Miller come from an investigation of an April 3rd incident at a business in Kimbleton. Miller was taken to the Audubon County Jail where he is being held. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office also reports the arrest of 67-year-old Robert Daniel Lowe of Hamlin. Lowe was transported to the Audubon County Jail following his arrest that occurred at around 6:30 on Wednesday. Lowe has been charged with public intoxication and was released following an appearance before the magistrate. The future of the Cass County Health System's Behavioral Health Unit is unknown. The issue was the main topic of discussion at Wednesday's Cass County Memorial Hospital Board of Trustees meeting.
It's a very difficult decision, and our board has been struggling with this for the past year, discussing it at several meetings off and on.
That is Pat Markham, Cass County Memorial Hospital Administrator.
The reason it's being discussed is once we became a critical access hospital, inpatient behavioral health services are an impediment, if you will, for our hospital, because those are not reimbursed on a cost basis like our other services at the hospital. So Medicare does not pay us cost to provide the services. They pay about 62% of the cost of the amount that's billed for those services.
Markham says last year the unit lost $500,000, not to mention that the current behavioral health center is being demolished as part of the hospital's $21 million renovation project.
However, when our board looks at it and we lose $500,000 a year by continuing to provide the service, and they look at the percentage of Cass County patients that we're providing this service for, they start to weigh, you know, where does their fiscal responsibility lie versus the community service piece.
In 2010, there were 252 total admissions, only 92 Cass County residents, and 160 non-residents. Markham says the board has not made any type of decision as of yet, and the discussion will continue. The Atlantic City Council agreed to direct the Community Development Committee to study and make a recommendation relative to the need and desirability of implementing a property maintenance code.
This course is just going to direct the Community Development Committee to study it, make a recommendation, whether we need one, whether we don't need one, what it should be.
That's Mayor Pro Tem Steve Livengood. The city is facing the dilemma of trying to curb the proliferation of dilapidated and dangerous structures. A survey done by SWPCO last year showed that there are 627 houses in Atlantic, or about 25% of the total housing stock, that were rated as either dilapidated or in need of major rehabilitation. And in Iowa State, Neely Canyon Research Farm Field Day will be held July 27th from 6 to 8 p.m. Keith Booth, director of the Wallace Foundation, said the topic will be conservation.
There will be a number of topics discussing no-till farming, the history of it, also adaptations for planters for no-till. And also interesting will be Linda Eaton with the giant miscanthus, which is a new to this area as a perennial energy crop. Many of you are familiar with switchgrass. This is like the next generation.
The field day is free and open to the public with a complimentary dinner. Booth said kids are encouraged to attend because there will be an educational conservation trailer set up. The field day will be held at the Neely Kenyon Research Farm, located 2 miles south of Greenfield. And that's news. I'm Mandy Bellings.